With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The Biden administration continues its review of the federal oil and gas lease program during a freeze on new lease sales that recently drew protest from Montana political leadership. Yellowstone Public Radio News reports the administration held a forum Thursday to hear from stakeholders as part of its program review. The Department of Interior's live forum drew around 600 viewers at its busiest, according to a ticker in the forum Zoom window. Newly appointed Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American person to hold the position, kicked off the event.
Now is the time for all of us to have a frank conversation about the future of our shared resources.
Haaland is one of the public figures named in a pair of lawsuits filed Wednesday against the Biden administration for a January executive order that sparked the hold on new oil and gas leases and review of the program. Montana and Wyoming are among the states arguing that putting new oil and gas leases on standstill deprives state governments of jobs, tax dollars, and other forms of revenue. Haaland, during her opening remarks, said the review of the oil and gas program will help address the climate crisis and aim to strengthen the nation's economy.
The pause in new oil and gas lease sales gives us space to look at the federal fossil fuel programs that haven't been meaningfully examined or modernized in decades.
Among the forum panelists were academics, oil and gas industry members, indigenous leaders, and environmentalists, who spoke for a few minutes then answered questions from department staff. Alaska Federation of Natives Executive Vice President Nicole Borromeo called for a balance between environmentalism and development in the energy sector.
The Alaska Native community refuses to be caught between extraction industries and environmental conservation groups. Our people live comfortably between both.
Panelist Frank Macchiarola with the American Petroleum Institute spoke against policies aimed at slowing or stopping natural gas production and asked for an expedited review of the program.
Oil and natural gas development on federal lands and waters provides affordable and reliable and cleaner energy, supports millions of good-paying jobs, provides billions of dollars to federal and state governments, and supports conservation efforts across the country.
He and other panelists spoke in favor of developing new technologies to help industry members meet climate goals. Wendell Hibden is Director of Energy and Infrastructure with the United Association of Plumbers and Pipefitters.
To the end of using natural gas, we also believe that carbon capture needs to be tested. Demonstration plants need to be created and probably government funded to make sure we can get them going and see if it's feasible. And if it is, we have a moral obligation, we feel like, to the American people, for American jobs and the communities to support these industries.
Environmental groups welcomed the review of the oil and gas program. Several panelists, including the Natural Resources Defense Council and Earthworks, advocated for a comprehensive reform, including a permanent stop to activities like new oil and gas leasing and extraction. The Department of Interior says the information it gathers will help the department write an interim report to be wrapped up in early summer. It's seeking written comments until April 15th. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.